你是青少年啊，感谢主，你们真的很棒。
Praise the Lord, God give you so much talent.
Yeah. 今天我跟 Natasha， 我们很高兴，来这边跟大家共度一个家庭的主日。
Natasha and I were privileged to be here to share the family days with you.
我想我们基督徒如果问大家一个小问题，我不知道你的答案是什么。
As a Christian, I have a question for you. I wonder what your answers will be.
我们基督徒有几个家？
How many homes do we have as a Christian?
我们基督有几个家？
How many?
有人提到两个家。
Some said two.
再想想看，还有几个家？
Think again.
三个家。
Some said three.
啊，是。
Some said four.
Yeah. 我们有一个亲情的家。
We have a family of relatives.
我们有一个属灵的家，教会。
We have a spiritual home, the church.
第三个家是我们的天家，
the,
对不对
？The third is the heavenly home.
其实严格讲起来，还有第四个家。
Strictly speaking, we have the fourth home.
我想我们基督徒应该有一个国家吧，对不对
？So we should have a country.
很有意思，国也用家啊。
So country has a home in Chinese.
换句话说，我们每一个人今生跟永生。最密切关系的就是跟家这个字。
So from here to eternity, family is the most important thing to us.
所以家真的是我们的最重要，也应当是我们的最爱。
So we should love our family the most and most important in our heart.
你知道九一在我们美国发生这一件恐怖事件的时候
，So when terrorists attacked United States on 9/11,
他们后来把当时罹难的人最后打电话，把他录音回来看一看。
There's a recording of the last cell phone conversation.
结果他们发现到没有一个人在最后那几秒钟、几分钟是打电话给他的公司老板、秘书、股东等等等这些生意的事情。
No one called his business partner, the boss, the secretary, and so on and so forth.
每一个人总是希望在最后的机会打给他的配偶。父母、儿女、兄弟姐妹，或者是其他的家人。
Everyone calls his family members, parents, spouses, children, brothers, sisters.
所以从这件事情让我们想到，家真的是我们的最爱。
So we love our family so much.
我们洛杉矶，我不知道你还记不记得几年前在Glendale 那个地方。满载要来上班的火车出了车祸了。
Remember some time ago, there's a Glendale commuter train has an accident.
结果在这个车祸之后，有记者拍到一个照片，很感人。
Right after the accident, a journalist took a photograph that touching many people's heart.
一个四十多岁的一个中年人穿着西装笔挺去上班。
A 40-some years old in his business suit going to work.
可是他自己怎么也没想到。今天出门却不能回家了。
He never thought he would never return home.
因为出了一个所谓的大的车祸。
Because the fatal accident.
他自己也就快要死了。
So he died.
原来在他快要死的时候。
Right before he died.
他身体是躺在地上的。
He was lying on the floor.
车上啊。
可
是他最后用他身上的鲜血。
He used his blood.
写在他座椅的。那个白布上写了一句这样的话
，wrote something on the seat。
他说：“我爱我的太太，我爱我的儿女。”
He wrote, "I love my wife and my children."
我想我看的真的是非常的感动。
I'm deeply touched.
我相信这个男人，他一定在写最后那几个字的时候，一方面是很难过。
He feels sad.
一定是很不舍。
He's not willing to go.
但是这个只是他最后能够表达的那一句话。
But this is the last word he can express his heart.
我相信他不单单要告诉他的家人。
He wants to tell his family.
我想他也要告诉世界上如果有人知道这件事情的人。
He also wants to tell the world.
什么是我们的最爱
？What is my most beloved?
我们不是常常说“人之将死也，其言也善”吗
？So no one will say bad word before he died.
所以刚才我举的这几个例子也都是在证明当一个人临终的时候所讲的话是非常有智慧非常重要非常宝贵也是非常真心的
So this example proved my point. Right before you die, you will set the most important thing, what's most sincere in your heart.
我们回来想想看，我们自己这一生，你大概都有陪伴过亲人或者是有人临终吧。
Reflecting of your life, you may witness some deaths.
我跟肖牧师一样，我们是牧师，而且因为我以前好多年在医院，所以我比一般的牧师陪伴更多临终的人。
So I'm a reverend, but also serving in this hospital. So I witnessed many deaths in the hospital.
我也可以说，在我个人的经验里面，没有一次这些临终的人很遗憾的告诉我说。
Personally, I never encountered a person dying.
啊，我没有多赚一点钱，好遗憾。
I regret I didn't make enough money.
啊，我一生最大的期望就是我的公司能够上市，也没有做到。
I wish my company went IPO.
我没有。多开设一家公司，我不想死。
So I want to open another branch office. I don't.
没有碰过这样的人。
I never heard things like
that. 你们有吗
？Have you?
我相信你们可能也跟我一样。
I think your experience is similar to mine.
而其中有一些的人，我都还记得很清楚，他们跟我最后表达他们心中最遗憾的是什么
？I remember clearly what's the most regretful of their lives.
有的人握了我的手。
Some held my hand.
很不甘心，也很亏欠的说
，They were not willing to go.
他说：“啊，叶牧师
，Regretfully, he said,
在我还健康的时候
，Reverend said, if I were still healthy,
我怎么不知道我要好好的爱我的家人
？Why I wouldn't love my family more?
为什么在我还健康的时候
，Why during I'm still healthy?
我怎么不懂得珍惜亲人的关系啊
？I didn't cherish the relationship from family.
这样的人，我心里面实在是带着最深的一种同情。”
I sympathize for those people.
所以今天我们所读的圣经，这个马拉基书第四章第五、第六节。
So in Malachi chapter 4,
我想我要请弟兄先帮我们来念。如果你有中文圣经的，我想就请你打开中文圣经。我想我就请弟兄，你是用英文的吗？
Yeah,
我想我们就只来念英文就好了。好，我想我们可能有一些孩子们他们没有圣经。中文圣经可能有了，你可以自己先开一下哈。
So you can read either Chinese or English. I'll be reading the English verses. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 to 6. See, I will send you prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful days of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the father to their children and the hearts of the children to their father. Or else I will come and strike me land with a curse.
好，我们刚才提到家是我们的最爱。
So,Most people mentioned they love their family the most.
但是我必须说，很可惜，现代的人很多人把家搞砸掉了。
Unfortunately, most people nowadays don't have a good family relationship.
忽略掉了。
They neglect their family.
不单单不能够把家变成是我们的最爱。
Not only they don't treat family as their most beloved.
甚至有一些人家变成他的最恨。
Some make it the most hateful.
家本来是爱之窝。
So family should be the nest of love,
却变成恨之窝
turn into a nest of hate.
家应当是避风港
there should be a harbor, safe harbor.
今天家变成暴风圈
but turn into an eye of the storm.
连联合国都在呼吁这样一件事情
even United Nations mentioned this.
说21世纪人类最严重的社会问题就是家庭面临瓦解。
So the 21st century, according to the United Nations, the most difficult situation is the collapse of the family.
我想我们当中，如果你年纪四五十岁以上的人，你大概可以回答这个问题。
Among us, most people older than 50 probably can answer this question.
在我们二三十年前，你有认识离婚的亲戚朋友吗
？20, 30 years ago, have you know anybody who divorced?
我想如果有的话也是非常非常少，对不对
？If you know someone, probably it was a rare occasion.
今天如果我再问你，你现在有没有认识离婚的亲戚朋友？我想大概也变成很少人没有认识这样的。
If I ask you the question now, probably very little of you who know no one got divorced.
所以因为离婚的问题就带来亲子的问题，带来整个家庭的问题，整个带来社会的问题。
Because divorce, there's many problems encountered, just like the family problem, the spousal problem, and the children and parental problem.
当然，我们成为一个基督徒，我们成为一个教会的一员，教会是要接纳所有受伤害，甚至于犯罪软弱的人， 回到神的家，重新被医治，重新开始。
As a church of God, we accept all comers. We should heal them.
所以我们对这些离婚的人，我们不是攻击，我们更没有机会，我们没有资格可以论断他们。我们只有用神的爱，学习接纳他们，帮助他们能够在神的爱里面得到疗伤，然后希望他们能够重新出发。
So we shouldn't judge the people divorced. We should open our arms, accept them, heal them, so that they can reconnect to the society.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹特别的强调，在今天这样一个家庭问题越来越严重的时候，我们要准备好，因为将来会有更多的人，他可能最后就是借着我们教会希望得到医治。
So we should prepare for the collapse of the family, that more people will come to the church for their needs.
这也是上帝也许在这样一个家庭危机的时代，变成为我们宣教传福音的一个管道。
So this is the channel for spread the gospel in today's generation.
所以就像我们教会今天有一个家庭主日，我们来唤起大家重视家庭，我觉得这个是非常迎合这个时代迫切需要的一个角度，重视家庭，重视家庭事工。
So today the Family Day stressed the importance of family ministry.
很可惜
，regretfully，
这么好，这么上帝所看重的家庭，今天被我们搞砸掉了。
God pay attention.Value so much about family.
联合国都警告我们了。
But even United Nations warned about the collapse of the family.
可是我们的圣经其实在几千年前就有这么严重的警告。
1000 years ago, the scripture warned us about this.
它的强调是，如果我们不重视家庭生活的话，
If we do not stress the family,
我们全地要遭受咒诅。
There will be curse in the land.
其实我们的圣经中文的翻译跟有的圣经的版本翻译的比较模糊或者比较保留，是用咒诅或者说 curse。
So there's some vague translation in Chinese, but basically it's a curse, it's a curse.
其实我去查看不同的版本，有一些的版本是直接翻译原文，就是说遍地遭受灭亡 ，perished。
So some even mention the land will perish, not just only curse.
所以我们不是只有笼统统统统被臭骂一顿而已，这样的一个咒诅而已、啊。
So it's not just scolding alone.
我们有可能因为忽略了家庭，我们的整个的人类要遭受灭亡。
So once we neglect family, the whole human race may be destroyed.
你是不是想到在旧约里面有两处？一处是挪亚的时代，洪水灭了世界。
So in the time of Noah, the flood came, destroyed the earth.
还有所罗门摩拉。也被硫磺火烧毁
，and then Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed also.
但是这两个事件发生的前提是因为上帝看到人类犯罪悖逆，敌对他，罪大恶极。
The premises before the destruction because the corruption of human hearts.
但是我们看这段的圣经
，but if we look at the scripture,
结局是一样，遍地可能遭受灭亡。
The curse and the destruction of the whole earth.
可是这段圣经没有一个字提到罪的问题，有没有
？But nothing mentioned about sin here in Malachi.
没有提到任何人直接敌对上帝、轻蔑上帝。
Nothing contempt about God or anything like that.
却只有听到父亲的心没有转向儿女，儿女的心没有转向父亲。换句话说，就是不重视家庭。
But they mentioned turn the heart of father to their children and the hearts of their children to their father means we neglect the family.
哇，我们常常，对不起，可以哈。对不起，我们常常说，我们家的事情是我们的事情， so, 你们家的事情是你们家的事情，好像那么简单，有没有
？So my family is my family, your family is my family. It's simple as that.
但是从这节圣经跟从我们现在连联合国都在重视这件事情，就知道说，我家的事情、你家的事情都是大家的事情。
From Malachi and United Nations statement, we know family will touch on everybody.
所以我们必须大家每一个家。一个家一个家要将心归家，重新回复合神心意的家庭，免得有一天我们遍地遭受灭亡。
So each family should be pleasing to God, otherwise the curse will be on the whole land.
其实最重要的还不是全地遭受灭亡。
Not only the destruction of the whole land.
重点是在你自己，我自己没有办法享受到上帝本来让我们享受最爱的家庭。那个才是最直接的遗憾。
But the most damaging things, we would not be able to enjoy the love of a family that God intended for us.
有一天我在我们office 附近的 Freeway 60 开车。
So one night I was driving on Freeway 60 close to my office.
然后看到有一个卖房子的广告。
I saw the sign for selling houses.
连我这个没有想要买房子的看到那广告也觉得很温馨，觉得哇，如果要买，我也会买这个地方。
That even attract me who not thinking about buying any house.
哇，因为那个广告那个照相。那个风景，那个房子的设计都非常的精致，很漂亮。
The Broadway is very appealing.
而且呢，它这个房子的前面一家四口，那么站在这个房子的前面一起拍照。
The billboard shows a family of four in front of the wonderful house.
然后只有一句广告词。
There's a one tagline.
它用英文说是 "This is your dream home."
There's one tagline. This is your dream home.
这是你梦想中的家。
This is a dream home.
后来不出所料，这个房地产卖得很畅销。
And then it sells very well.
可是后来我仔细想一想。
Then I think again.
我说没有错，这个广告商很聪明，用的这个简单的广告很有帮助他的推销。
It's a smart tagline for ad.
但是仔细想一想，我说他所用的英文其实是不对的。
But thinking again, I don't think there's anything correct about the English.
我还没有讲之前，你们发现到什么地方用不对？
Did you discover anything wrong?
你们有没有想到？
Which one?
啊？是 dream 不对吗？
Something wrong with the
dream. 再想想看。
Think again.
只有四个字。This is your dream home. 五个字。
This
其实不是 dream 的问题，而是这个字 home 的问题。
Nothing wrong with the dream, but it's a problem of home.
Real estate 的人凭什么卖一个家给你的？
How can a realtor sell your home to you?
对不对？他只能够卖一个 house, 一个房子给你啊，你说对不对？
He can sell the house, but not your home.
所以严格讲起来，他用的英文跟他那一行是用不对的。
So he picked the wrong word.
但是这个就是他们聪明的地方。
But this is how they are smart.
因为他知道每一个买房子的人的心里绝对不是想要买一个 This is your dream house.
In everyone's home, they're not only looking for a dream house.
每一个人想得更远，就是我们全家搬进去以后，所以我们一家就变成一个相亲相爱，所以这个家，这个房子就变成我们怎么样梦想中的一个家了，有没有？
It painted like happily ever after. After moving to this house, you will have a happy home.
只可惜
，unfortunately，
很多人应当拥有的一个 home， 一个家。
You should own and enjoy your home.
今天很多人的 home 真的就变成只像是一个 house 一样。
But home turned into just a house.
甚至于更糟糕的。
Even worse.
有一些人连 house 都变成了 warehouse.
The house turned into a warehouse.
有一次我跟师母接受一个朋友邀请去参观他们的所谓的豪宅。
So once me and my wife tour a mansion.
我们很好奇的想要去看什么叫做豪宅。
We're curious about this.
那天参观完毕以后，我终于了解了什么叫做豪宅。
Now I really understand what the definition of a
豪宅就是要花45分钟才能够参观完毕的房子叫做豪宅。
It took 45 minutes just for a tour.
这是从那天我得到的这个定义就是这样。
That's my take-home message.
我不知道你们家。
I don't know about your house.
我们家大概不到一分钟你就可以看完。
It only took a minute for my
house tour. 所以你就知道什么叫做豪宅啊。
So in comparison, that's
可是那一天有一件我永远忘不了的事情
I will never forget
就是这个女主人因为她负责接待我们在我们参观完毕以后泡茶要请我们喝茶
The hostess after tour treat us with a good tea
结果我们还没有喝茶她就先讲话了
Before we even drink the tea she said something
她说叶牧师叶师母
Reverend And Mrs. Ye,
你们千万不要羡慕我们住这种豪宅，他这么说哈。
Do not envy us for this mansion.
然后他后面那句话带着表情，我学不来。不过你们想想看他的意思，他怎么样表达
？I can't imitate the following conversation from.
他说其实我们只是住在冰宫里面这样。
So it's just an ice palace.
你知道这个冰是什么冰吗？哈。
You know what ice mean, right?
冰淇淋的冰啊，哈，英文比较清楚，这样。哎呀，我马上想到，哦，原来如此啊。
Now it dawned on me.
难怪在他带我们参观那几十分钟， 我也一直想尽办法，哇哇哇哇！特别是师母，她还有一点比较艺术哈的审美，当然她一定是更称赞不及哈。可是这个女主人，看那个表情不太对，怎么一直都是那个苦瓜脸？你知道什么意思吗？
We were duly wild during the tour, but the impression on the hostess was just very bitter.
原来她住豪宅。
She lives in this mansion.
可是家人的关系像冰宫一样。
But there's icy relationship among her family.
我实在是觉得好可惜。
I feel pity for her.
然后那天离开他们家的时候。
After I left,
我很少做出这么冲动又浪漫的动作。
It just I never so impulsive.
我就用左手一手握住方向盘。
So I steer with my left hand in my car.
一上街的时候，不由得右手就握住师母的手。
Then I held my wife's hand with my right hand.
我说感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
我们虽然不是住豪宅
，We don't live in a mansion.
但是我们的家有上帝的爱。
But we have love of God in our home.
我感觉到我们好幸福。
We're so blessed.
真的，我真的是非常非常的感恩，讲那么一句话。
I truly thankful to the Lord.
各位，我们不要忘记，也不要误解。我不是说基督徒不能开好车住豪宅啊。
It doesn't mean Christians don't deserve to drive good cars or live in a mansion.
只要我们是得来有方了哈。
As long as come in the right way.
可是问题是，如果我们在住豪宅跟要有美好的相爱的家庭两个不得要做其中的一个选择的话，你要选择哪一个？
The point being, if you can choose one, live in a mansion, a good family relationship, which one
will you pick? 我再说一次，如果你住豪宅，家里又非常的美满，那你要每一天举行家庭感恩礼拜。
So if you live in a mansion and have a good family relationship, you need to have a Thanksgiving worship every day.
但是像我们大部分人可能只能够选择其中一个的话，
if all can pick one,
我希望你跟我一样。
I hope you will choose like me.
我们要有智慧的选择，我们要有一个彼此相爱、有神的爱在我们家的这种家。
Choose wisely. I hope all you choose the family relationship.
其实这个也不是我说的而已。
This is not my own saying.
圣经也有这么一句话。
There's a scripture.
说吃素菜彼此相爱，远胜过吃肥牛彼此相恨。
That means if you eat modestly, it's better than eat like glutton but without love.
是。
Yes.
吃素菜就是在当时代表穷人。
Because vegetarian in the old days means you are poor.
普通的人。
So we are ordinary people.
吃肥牛就是有钱人。
Only rich people can eat fat cow or fat beef.
所以圣经早就这样的告诉我们说，如果你吃素菜贫穷，可是家人彼此相爱，而且不是说胜过，圣经的形容词你刚才有没有听到？是说远胜过，就是更加更加的比有钱人，然后呢，大家彼此相恨，更聪明，更有福气。
So in the scripture it said, if you are poor, you can afford only to eat vegetarian, but your family have good relationships. Much, much better than a family without good relationship, but they can afford to eat a fat cow.
讲到这边，我请问大家自己反省看看。
Reflecting yourself.
你现在是住在一个 house 里面呢？
So what about your house?
You live in? 还是住在 warehouse 里面？
Or live in a warehouse?
只不过是比较高级一点的 warehouse.
Or maybe a better, good warehouse.
里面收藏很多宝贵的东西。
Many precious in storage in the warehouse.
还是你是住在一个彼此相爱的家里面。
Or you live in a home everybody loved each other.
所以圣经几千年前就呼吁我们做父亲的心回转向儿女，儿女的心回转向父亲。当然，因为圣经不是一个家庭的书，所以他没有讲的那么完整。我必须也说，先生的心回转向太太，太太的心回转向怎么样？像妻子，换句话说，家人都要回转向家。
So 1,000 years ago, scripture talk about turn away, but we should turn toward each other. Husband turn to wife, wife turn to husband, so on so forth.
尤其是
，especially，
我们都知道，今天我们在地上的年日非常有限。
Our days on earth are limited.
我们来看第二处我要用的圣经，诗篇92篇。90篇第12节。
So Psalm 90 verses 12.
请弟兄来帮我们念英文啊，弟兄姐妹们，你们有中文的翻诗篇九十篇第十二节。
So you can read in Chinese. I'll read the English for you. Teach us to number our days, O right, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
圣经说，我们如果健康可以活到七十岁，我们一般人可以活到七十岁，如果健康活可以活到八十岁。
So usually live to 70. If you're healthy, you may live to 80.
我们今天也许可以最少加上十岁，我们一般人可以活到八十岁，健康一点可以活到九十岁。
Now we can add 10 more years. Probably usually can live up to 80 if you're healthy, maybe 90.
我在猜想，如果像现在的生活水平这样的提高的话，也许将来九十岁满街都是。
Because we have improved the standard of living, maybe in the future, 90 years old will be commonplace.
是现在一些医学的统计都报告，我们现在一些进化的国家大概平均年龄都是在80-85岁的。
So in developed country, the life expectancy between 80 and 85.
这是好消息。
It's good news.
可是问题是，就算你能够活到100岁
，But problem if you can live to 100.
在永恒的上帝眼光，千年如一日，我们一生像叹息一样。
So eternity, a thousand years just like one day. So 100 years doesn't mean.
所以换句话说，还是很快就过去，对不对
？So even 100 years just pass like that.
更何况，平均寿命绝对不是保证寿命，记得。
On top of that, life expectancy is no guarantee for you.
哇，我们每次看到哇，将来我们平均寿命可以到80岁，哇，将来可以到90岁，你只要高兴3秒钟就好了。
So once you read the statistic, it's just happy for 3 seconds.
因为那个不是 guarantee 的 longevity.
But there's no guarantee for your longevity.
今天我们有太多生命没有办法掌握的无常，对不对
？Because there's so many uncertainties in life.
你们去医院加急诊加护病房。
Just visit the emergency room or intensive care unit.
绝对都不会只是八九十岁的人躺在那里啊。
That's not only 80 and 90 years old.
六七十岁。
Lying there, many 67 years old.
二三十岁有没有
？Even 20-30 years old.
十岁不到的小孩子有没有
？Even younger children less than 10.
有一些 baby 生下来的第一天就在 fight for his life.
Some neonates start fighting for their life just born.
所以人生就很短了，再加上无常。
So life is short, plus uncertainty.
你了解这样，你就会知道为什么诗篇九十篇第十二节要我们常常数算年日。
So that is why, in Psalm 90 verses 12, know that we should number our days.
有一本翻译的圣经非常的好，他还特别加上你们要常常数算短暂的年日，还特别加上一个形容词短暂的年日。
One version said, count your short days.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们如果常常数算年日。我们就会得着智慧的心。
Because if we count it, then we'll be smart.
为什么我们常常数算年日就会得到智慧的心呢
？Why we can gain wisdom by counting the days often?
因为我们知道人生短暂。
Then we will realize the brevity of life.
时日不多。
So our time on earth is limited.
甚至我们都不知道明天会遭遇到什么事情。
We don't know what tomorrow holds.
你知道吗？自从911以后我们每一个人心里面，尤其你坐飞机，跟我一样常常坐飞机的哈，我曾经有一年坐19趟的飞机。
So after 9/11, you know it's a pain to fly. One year I flew the 19 times.
我从1974年就有这样的一个习惯。
Since 1984, it's a custom of mine.
而这个习惯是从一个美国人年轻的家人，他们的父母陪儿女睡觉前的一个祷告提醒我的。
I learned a prayer from a young family, young American family.
当年我在第一次来美国留学，然后我就特别要求请他们安排跟美国人的家庭住一个月，因为我要研究这方面。
So when I study in America, I asked to share a room in a family so that I can learn their culture.
然后那一天我去观察他们美国年轻父母怎么样陪孩子睡觉。
I observed this young couple's bedtime prayer with their kids.
我第一次听到爸爸带领这样的祷告。
The first time I heard the father pray.
我第一次听到的时候，其实是那第一个反应是不太舒服的。
Actually, first time I feel uncomfortable about this prayer.
因为其中有这么一句话。
Because there's one sentence.
爸爸说。
Father said.
如果我们今天晚上睡觉，而明天我们醒起来不能醒在这一张床上的时候。
So if we went to bed and tomorrow we cannot wake up in this bed.
爸爸说，我们知道我们会醒在你的怀抱里面。
I know we will wake up in his arm.
我想，哎呀，这个美国人的父亲怎么那么残忍呢、啊？每一天晚上做这种祷告，不是就是每天都要提醒孩子，万一今天晚上死掉怎么办？对不对
？So it's so pessimistic, like a reminder you die maybe every day, daily.
尤其我们一般的文化不太想讲死的，但这个我说他们很残忍，就是这样，一天到晚就要提醒孩子死，有没有
？Especially among Chinese, the word death is like a taboo.
所以我带着这种有一点不太能够接受的心情回到我的客房。
So I feel queasy going back to my guest room.
可是你知道吗？圣灵也提醒我。
Then the Spirit reminds me.
说这岂不就是我们基督徒很重要的一个信仰吗
？So this is important faith among Christian.
不只是老人家。
Not only for old people.
小 baby.
A small baby.
都一样。
It's the same.
我们随时要把我们的生命交给神。
We should leave our life to the Lord all the time.
因为我们都不知道今天是不是最后一天。
We will never know today your number will be called.
我们都不知道今天这一觉是不是最后一觉。
We will know when you go to sleep that may be your last.
我们都不知道今天这一餐是不是最后一餐。
We never know whether this meal will be your last.
我们都不知道这一趟开车是不是最后一趟开车。
Maybe this is your last drive.
我们都不知道这一趟我坐飞机虽然去服侍是不是最后一趟，甚至还没有办法达到我要去服侍的地方，我就不在了。
Maybe this is your last flight before reaching your destiny.
所以从1974年我就在各种的情况我就自己随时做这样较多的祷告。
So since 74, I incorporate the prayer into my own prayer.
几乎也是每一天每一趟坐开车坐飞机都是做这样的祷告。
So before driving, flight, everything, I do the same.
你知道现在过这个机场看到了检查的样子 你不做祷告也不行为什么
Now there's such a pain going through TSA, so might as well pray.
然后有的时候坐十几个小时的飞机，有的时候在几万英尺的高空，总是会有乱流。有一次我记得很清楚，大家几乎都爆，然后有些人已经在尖叫了。
The turbulence in the flight sometimes so bad you heard screaming from your fellow passengers.
我心里面还是很笃定。
But I feel comfortable in my heart.
但是我跟上帝再一次这样祷告。
So I pray to the Lord again and again.
我说上帝 ，Is this now? 是现在吗
？I pray the Lord, is it the time?
I'm ready.
So I'm ready.
而且我说，这样也好。
So it's good.
从四万尺去那边也比较快一点。
So it's closer in the air to heaven.
当然了，感谢主，我们今天都还在做这个，在坐地方，站在地方，表示上帝还保留我们的生命，对不对
？Praise the Lord, we're all here. God preserve us.
可是各位，神要我们的智慧就是说 ，This is not guarantee. 我们明天会怎么样
？So the wisdom, there's no guarantee for tomorrow.
所以要有智慧，就是要好好的把握今天。
So you need to take advantage of today.
今天做什么？
What do you need to do today?
真的好好的爱神，好好的爱人，特别是从我们的家人最爱，好好的享受，好好的做起。有亏欠的，尽早去怎么样？去化解这样的一个问题。
So love God, love your family, love your neighbor. If you have any grudges, try to resolve it.
是，翻译的很好。不要等到我们来不及的时候，我们心里面有苦毒，我们心里面有懊恼、后悔。
Don't wait until it's too late and you regret it.
那这是最重要的，今天我要强调的，数算年日的智慧。
So this is the most important message about the wisdom of counting the days.
我们今天坐在这个地方的人，大概很少人没有参加过葬礼吧，哈。
So I think most of us attended funeral before, correct?
我也参加很多的葬礼，也组织过一些的葬礼。
I officiate many funerals and attend many as well.
你看，就像我们今天这一朵、这一盘花，我们的姊妹用家里的花园插的，哇，加上她的这个才艺，让我们感觉这一盆花好棒，有没有
？Just look at this floral arrangement, such a wonderful thing in front of the pulpit.
我想在葬礼的会场一定有很多很多这么漂亮、好看的花，对不对
？But in the funeral, there's also many wonderful floral arrangements.
这是好事
，It's good.
可是我常常心里面会很纳闷。
But I always puzzle.
躺在棺材的这个人
，the one in the coffin.
四周都是那么漂亮的花。
There's such beautiful surroundings.
我会问这个问题。
I'll ask myself.
这个人生前不知道家人有没有送过一朵花给他过。
I wonder whether his family sent him or her flowers before he or she died.
我只是说一朵啊，一朵。
Just one flower.
你相不相信很多人我们华人生前是拿不到家人一朵花的，对不对？
Among Chinese, it's not a custom to give flowers to a family.
所以如果是这样的话，今天这么多的花，对躺在棺材那个人有什么意思没有？
Then even right now, the dead surrounded by flower, what does it matter?
然后在葬礼里面最感动人的一个节目就是亲人说出死去的人的略历跟追念，哇，讲的一把鼻涕一把眼泪，有没有？好感动啊，好棒啊，这个人啊。
The most touching part, of course, is the recollection, reminiscence of the dead.
可是我知道。
But I know.
尤其有一些特殊的人，我知道说，这个人生前不单单没有听到刚才家人讲那些话，听到的都还是一些伤人、负面的话，有没有？
Most people don't hear those wonderful words in their lifetime. And someone even heard by the comments from their family.
所以今天讲那些话。
So what's the word in the funeral?
讲的一把鼻涕一把眼泪，听的人也是很感动。
Even though it touched many hearts.
一样，对死去的人那个时候一点意义都没有。
But it's meaningless to the dead.
你知道吗？我这四十一年，上帝怜悯我，让我能够一直在坐在这个从事这个家庭事工的服事。
I was blessed to serve in the family ministry.
自己也知道，可能在地上的年日不多，实在是非常的急迫，因为看到这样家庭的问题越来越需要。
I know my time is limited, so I'm eager to solve the family problem.
我只能够尽力。
I can only do my best.
可是有时候我有一些奇想啊。
But sometimes I was wondering.
我说不知道有没有可能这种事情发生。
I hope something miracle will happen.
就是有一次我如果主持一次葬礼的时候。
If I officiate a funeral.
然后呢，不知道有没有这个可能，躺在棺材的人听到那些话的时候就站起来。
So I wish the dead can stand up.
只要他帮我讲一句话就可以了。
And just say one word from me.
讲什么话呢？
What sentence?
太慢了
It's too late
我想家庭事工可以省很多事情对不对
So my family ministry hope to save the aggravation
也我不需要那么辛苦到处去传讲这样的
So that I don't have to spend so much time
当然我知道
But I know
这种事情不会发生
It will never happen
所以我们只能够继续推动只是必须去辛苦的去推展家庭事工。
I need to promote and continue my family ministry.
但是你知道我的意思。
But you know what I mean.
我们不希望，虽然那个人不会醒起来告诉我们说太晚了，但是我们活着人都会有反省，我们觉得太晚了。
Even the dead will not stand up and say it's too late, but we should reflecting on don't make it too late for ourselves.
所以有智慧的人就是尽量不要有这种后悔。
It's the wisdom not to be regretful for this kind of scenario.
所以我们就在生前，我们亲情的家，我们的属灵的家，我们都要好好的去怎么样，去最爱他，而且是享受这个最爱。
While we're still love, give love and receive love, enjoy love.
就算有一天，甚至我们不知道什么时候，我们跟家人诀别了。
We know we'll be away from our family eventually.
虽然遗憾。
It's a pity.
但是就像那个中年上班的先生在死在车厢里面，他仍然能够感恩的说：“我已经爱过我的家人，我已经爱过我的家人。”
Just like the middle-aged victim of the traffic accident, he will say before he died, "I love my family."
好不好？在我做结束祷告之前，请大家起立。
Let's stand up before my closing prayer.
好不好？我们今天难得啊、是一个联合的礼拜，好不好？我们子女们走到你们的，如果在座有你们的家人、父母的话，你们大家站在旁边好吗
？Maybe family can get together if the families are all here with a joint service.
如果只有配偶，
family get
也希望
together, husband and wife,
先生找到太太， brother 太太找到先生，
sons。
那特别不要忘记，如果有阿公阿嬷在我们当中的，我们要靠近他们。
Especially grandparents among us.
Yeah.
Be together, family, stay together.
好不好
Let's stay together as a family.
好。牧师，你找到你的家人了吗？这个都是啊，对对，
right,
我知道，
right.
我看他就是这样的感觉。
Yeah. So, Pastor, as all the family, as a congregation.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
好，好不好？ 因为我们现在很可惜，因为是站在一行，所以没有办法拥抱。如果你们有机会呀，就像这样，大家抱在一起好吗
？So you can even hug each other.
我要带大家做祷告啊。
Okay, I'll be leading the prayer.
好，亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
虽然家庭动乱的时代。
Even in the era of collapse of the family,
你还保守我们的家庭。
You preserve our family.
我们求你，我们成为一家人。
We beseech you, we will stay as a family.
我们要好好的珍惜这个亲情。
We cherish the family.
我们不单单珍惜我们亲情的家。
Not only we cherish the family.
我们也谢谢你，你吸引我们成为一个属灵的家。我们也是弟兄姐妹。
We also thank you for the spiritual family with the brother and sister.
你是我们的大家长。
So you're the household.
我们求你在我们有生之年好好的珍惜地上的家。
In our days on earth, let's cherish our family on earth.
直到我们有一天一起或者是不同的时间回到天家。
Until we return heavenly home.
祷告奉主的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才还没有跟